Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the late, great Tom Petty bringing us back. He's gone, but we still got his music, folks, right here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Martin Lanick is our guest. Martin is the author of a new book called The Leader Habit, Master the Skills You Need to Lead in Just Minutes a Day. That's coming out in April, right? Martin, I can go ahead and pre-order on Amazon?
Yes, correct. The book is out April 19th. Super excited about that, and you can pre-order on Amazon or any other bookseller.
So check it out. And in the previous segment, Martin gave us a great report on, began the report on some research, some very in-depth global research they've done on leadership behavior, leadership traits. And you identified, something under a million micro behaviors, right? Or how many were 60 something?
Not quite a million. We started with several hundred, but then through statistical analyses, we pared it down to the 79. That really
79 matter. And then 22 major categories. Talk to us about some of those micro behaviors.
Yeah. So
these are micro behaviors of leaders, right? These are the kinds
correct.
Of things that leaders. These are markers. If you want to see. If you see someone doing these things, you can say, okay, that's them being a leader, right?
Yeah. And I think that most people don't do this consciously. The key is that effective leaders do these behaviors automatically. They're their habits. And that's really the point of my book.
Mm-hmm.
So by identifying these micro behaviors, we're letting anybody become an effective leader. Because we have a very simple process for how you take these micro behaviors and then through daily practice, you turn them into automatic behaviors so they become completely effortless. You do them without thinking about them. They become your new habit.
Once upon a time, when I was a lot younger, I was in a training program for selling, and they were proposing 13 different closes that you could learn and use with customers. And some of the people in the class were a lot newer at sales than me, and so during the program, as we were doing the training, the instructor said one day to the group, said to one of the persons in the class, "How many closes do you have? Have you mastered?" And she said, "I have 3." And asked another person. He said, "I have 7." And he asked me, and I said, "I don't know. I don't know how many closes I have because I've got." An infinite number of closes because I don't think about it.
Yeah.
And he said, that's the right answer. And that's what you're talking about leadership. You don't have 22 major micro behaviors of leadership. You have an infinite number because if it really is a habit, you just move, roll out of one into another or mush them together and make a new one, right?
You pick one. Well, so when you're becoming a new leader or when you're becoming more effective in your leadership, you pick one behavior and that's what you stick with. And then you practice it over and over again until it becomes a habit. But I think what you're hitting on is what we call in the book a keystone habit.
Mm-hmm.
So that one behavior becomes automatic and then it automatically spreads to all these infinite number of effective leadership behaviors that you did not consciously practice, but all of a sudden you have them.
Mm-hmm. And you find yourself in settings where leadership is required, and you don't say, "Oh, I'm going to use the puppy dog clothes," or "I'm going to use the similar situation clothes." You just do it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just like you get out of the shower, you brush your teeth. You don't think about it. Should I start with my top teeth, bottom teeth, left, right? You just do it.
That's exactly right. No, and that's what happens. So, all right. Keep going. You're doing good. Tell us more about the micro behaviors and what do we need to do to make them keystone?
Yeah. So there are two general groups of leadership skills. So there are leadership skills that focus on people. So these are things like influencing people, showing caring, coaching and mentoring. So these, let's call them people skills. And then there are task oriented leadership behaviors. So those are behaviors that help the team to get the job done. So that's planning, organizing, analytical thinking, and delegating, and so forth. So what research has found is that keystone habits really spread only within their conceptual domain. So that means if you start with a task-oriented microbehavior, then that one microbehavior can spread to other skills that focus on getting the job done. But if you start with a people-oriented skill, like showing caring, for instance, and training yourself how to do that, how to recognize emotions, for instance, and others, that will spread to other people-oriented leaders.
There are plenty of people out there.
You need two.
There are plenty of people who are technical leaders. They know how to lead an organization, but they're not very good at with people. And and I'll tell you something, Martin. If you're a small business owner, you got to wear both of those hats.
Effective people. Yeah, the most effective people need to do both. You need to get the job done while you focus on people.
Right, right.
Because you only, as a leader, you can only get the job done through your people. So if your relationships with them are not good, they will not be motivated, and it will be very difficult for them to actually get the job done.
Folks, I think Martin's onto something here with his new book, The Leader Habit. Master the skills you need to lead in just minutes a day. You can pre-order it now. It'll start being delivered on April 19th. Hey, Martin, good job today. Will you come back?
Yes, of course, if you have me, Jim.
You're welcome anytime. Yeah, we've had fun today, and we'll get you back in real soon. Thank you for doing a good job. Martin Lanik, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.